Good afternoon. This afternoon, I'd like to preach that I preached in Japanese service last Sunday, in Japanese. And I had one week to think about it more and reshape the sermon that I preach in English. The title is Four Things to Remember in Certain Times. Four Things to Remember in Certain Times. Willie Mays, you know, the major leaguer, Willie Mays, began his Major League Baseball career with only one hit in his first 26 at-bats. Though he went on to hit 660 home runs, third on the all-time list, and steal more than 300 bases, his debut was so impressive, it seemed unlikely he would last more than a few weeks as a big leaguer, let alone become one of the greatest to play the game. He had a very uncertain future in baseball. The turning point for Mays occurred when his manager found him crying in the dugout after yet another miserable performance at the plate. The coach put his arm around Mays and said, "What's the matter? What's the matter, son?" Mays said, "I can't hit up here. I belong in the minor leagues." The manager said to Mays, "As long as I'm manager of the Giants, you'll be my center fielder." You know how the story ends. It wasn't long before Mays began hits the ball, and he was on his way to becoming a legend of the game. Fortunately, there was someone there to encourage him and tell him, "I'm behind you, and this will work out." We also will face times in our life when we are discouraged and despairing because our future seems so uncertain. Life may be falling apart as a result of our own wrong decisions or through no fault of our own, just as a result of living in a fallen world. Doubt, discouragement, and uncertainty can affect varied aspects of our lives. We might be uncertain about our ability to fulfill ministry obligations. We might be uncertain about our material needs be met. We may be uncertain about our personal relationships, our physical health, or some other area of our lives. During those times of uncertainty and discouragement, we need the same thing that Willie Mays needed. We need a word of encouragement. We need to know that the coach is behind us. We need to know that things will work out. The good news is that we can have this need for encouragement and assurance met because God, through His own Word and Spirit, reminds us of what we need to remember in uncertain times. In fact, this particular passage of Scripture contains four things we need to remember in uncertain times. Let's open your Bible, Genesis 28. Genesis chapter 28, verse 10. Genesis 28, verse 10 to 22, the last verse of this chapter. Let me read. Genesis chapter 28, verse 10. Jacob left Beersheba and set out for Haran. When he reached a certain place, he stopped for the night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones there, he put it under his head and lay down to sleep. He had a dream in which he saw a stairway resting on the earth with its top reaching to heaven, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. There above it stood the Lord and said, I'm the Lord, the God of your father Abraham, the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are laying. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and the east, to the north and the south. All peoples on earth will be blessed through you and your offspring. I'm with you and will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. When Jacob awake from his sleep, he thought, surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it. He was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. Early the next morning, Jacob took the stone he had placed under his head and set it up a pillar and poured oil on top of it. He called that place Bethel, though the city used to be called Luz. Then Jacob made a vow, saying, if God will be with me and will watch over me on this journey, I may take him and will give me food to eat and clothes to wear, so that I return safely to my father's house. Then the Lord will be my God, and this stone that I have set up as a pillar will be God's house, and of all that you gave me, I will give you a tenth. Amen. Jacob was facing a very uncertain future. He was far from home and could not be sure of even coming back. He had no assurance of finding a wife, a job, home to stay in, or even having his basic needs met. He was seemingly all alone in the hostile world with no guarantee that he would not be hunted down and killed by his brother Esau, or that he would not be harmed by a bandit or a wild animal. Jacob was living in very uncertain times and needed a word of encouragement and assurance from God. Jacob did deserve anything from God, but God, in his mercy, came to Jacob anyways. Jacob had traveled about 70 miles from of its full 50 miles journey to Haran. He just started the travel. He needed to rest for the evening, and so he set up camp in a certain place. This place is not especially noteworthy. It might even have a name. It is not known as a place for divine visitations. There is nothing particularly holy about this place. It is just a place of dirt and stones. So Jacob had no reason to expect anything unusual. Soon after, Jacob goes to sleep with his head on a rock, which is not unusual for people. In ancient times, God comes to Jacob in a dream. God sometimes show up at unexpected times and unexpected places. It may be in the shower, during the drive to work, or when you're cooking dinner? The well-known worship chorus, "Lord, you are more precious than silver," was actually received by a lady while she was cooking French fries at McDonald's. You know that? How he came up the song? French fry. "Oh, you are precious than silver." Wonderful. God is not limited to showing up at so-called spiritual places, such as the church building. Now, of course, God is everywhere, but I am referring to God showing up or manifesting himself to us in a special way. In this case, God visits and encourages Jacob through a special dream. In the dream, Jacob saw a stairway going earth to heaven, with angels going between the two realms and the Lord at the top. Jacob would have understood the dream symbolized as the stairway being representative of a place where there was access to God. The main point of the dream being to affirm to Jacob that the Lord and his angel were present and active, even though he'd been unaware of them. Amen? Verse 16 attests, most of us will not have special dreams like Jacob did. I want to, but I've never done. But it has been revealed to us through the Bible that God is present and active. God is present and active when we are unaware of him. When we are not aware of him, God is there and active. So what we've learned, important spiritual principles. First, God sometimes show up at unexpected times and unexpected places. Second, God is present and active even when we are unaware of him. In verse 13 to 15, the Lord speaks to Jacob, and it is from that speech we learn the four things we need to remember in uncertain times. We want to learn four things in uncertain times. First, in uncertain times, remember God's promises. The first thing God reminds Jacob of is the promises he had made. He basically says, "I made a promise to your father Isaac and your grandfather Abraham to give you the very land where you are now asleep as a stranger, and to bless the whole world through your offspring, and I'm going to do it." When you consider that Jacob was leaving the promised land and that he had not one descendant, he had not married yet at this time, this is very reassuring promise. At this point in Jacob's journey, his return to the land and future offspring are very uncertain, so this promise is very encouraging. This principle is not true only for Jacob, but for us also. When we are facing hard or uncertain times, we need to open up our Bible and let the Holy Spirit remind us what God has promised. You can pace back and forth, worry, and focus on the problem, or you could be strengthened by focusing on the promises of God. The choice is yours. Now let's look at the second things we need to remember in uncertain times. Second, in uncertain times, remember God's presence. We must know that God is with us if we are to face the uncertain and fearful future with confidence. Jacob needed to know this also. So in verse 15, God said very clearly, I am with you. Jacob may have felt alone, but he never was alone, and neither are we. God is with us. Remembering his presence has been a source of encouragement in uncertain times for all the saints. King David said in Psalm 23, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Jesus encouraged his disciples in Matthew 28 by assuring them, surely I am with you always. Hebrews 13:5 says, God will never leave us nor forsake us. God's word to us is the same as his word to Jacob. I am with you. This does not mean we will escape the storms of life, but the knowledge of his presence in those storms can give us peace and confidence in our uncertain times. Amen. Third, we need to remember in certain times, remember God's protection. God's protection is the next thing that the Lord reminds Jacob of. He says in verse 15, I am with you and will watch or keep over you. In other words, I'm going to protect you on this journey. This did not mean that nothing hurtful or bad would not even happen to Jacob, but it did mean to him, and it does mean to us, that God will protect us so that his plan, which is good, comes to Jacob did not have to worry about his brother's angel, bandits, worry about brother's anger, bandits, wild animals. God will protect him. In the same way, we do not need to fear the danger we face in today's world, such as terrorists, disease, crime, wicked people, etc. God has promised to watch over us and certainly that is enough. To understand this principle, we must recognize that God protects us from harm, but not necessarily from hurt. We may be hurt by others. We may be hurt by life, or we may be hurt by sickness and even death. But God protects us from being harmed. It's like when I or my wife take our children to get their bring them back to So the third we have to remember is the protection. God has protect us. So far we've seen four things we need to remember in certain times. In certain times, remember God's promises. In certain times, remember God's presence. In certain times, remember God's protection. Now to the four things we need to remember in certain times is provision. I like English. I cannot preach like this in Japanese. Like four P's, you know. Like for A or for Ka or for, you know. It's so hard in Japanese. I cannot make this sermon in Japanese. Yeah. I like English. They're very, very many P words, you know. So the preachers love P words very much. For us in uncertain times, remember God's provision. The promise in verse 15, to watch over you, had a dual meaning. The Hebrew word of watch meant to protect and to provide. Provide. For or to take care of it. The Hebrew was two meanings. Remember it. Just protect. Not just protection, but provision. The Hebrew word is first used in Genesis 2:15, where God instructed Adam to take care of the garden. When God ordered Adam, take care of the garden. The take care, this is the word used in this scripture too. Take care of the garden, which means provide for its needs. This means God was also promising to provide Jacob's needs in addition to promising to protect him from harm. Jacob clearly understands this because he expects God to both watch over him on his journey and provide food and clothing for him, as we see in verse 20. God has promised to provide for all the things of his people. Jesus reminds us that the Father knows we need these things, and that since he provides them for the birds of the air, certainly he will provide them for us. Amen. We need to remember the promise of God's provision, because even in this Western world where we're materially blessed, there can be times when we are uncertain as to how our needs will be met. This can cause a lot of unnecessary and harmful anxiety in our lives, but it doesn't have to do this because God has promised to provide for us. God promised to provide for us. All these words from God, Jacob replied next morning when he woke up and he piled up the pillar. He made a pillar and poured the oil, which shows this is the place God manifested. This is the place God is here. And also he said like this, verse 20, if God will be with me and will watch over me on this journey I'm taking and will give me food to eat and clothes to wear so that I return safely to my father's house, then the Lord will be my God. Then the Lord will be my God. In this uncertain time, discouraged time, Jacob, firstly, he realized, this God is my God. He never said so. This God is his father's God or his family's God. But he said, this is my God. He's my God. And this stone that I have set up as a pillar will be God's house. Just a stone. But this is God's house. Where God is, he is here. Where God is, that is the house of God. Which means wherever he goes, he can take the stones. He can see God. And also verse 16, Jacob said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it. Jacob recognized that God has intervened in his life in a very special way, and that a divine visitation should elicit a special response. Jacob then proceeds to set up a stone pillar as a memorial of worship. We also should worship God, especially when He reveals himself to us in a special ways. Then in verses 20 to 22, Jacob made a vow or commitment to the Lord. This vow could be seen as conditional. If God does when he promised, I will follow him. The vow could also be translated as, since God has promised these things, I will follow him. In either case, Jacob's response is to serve Yahweh as his God and King and to worship him. We also respond to God's assurances to us with worship and commitment. Amen. Each of us will face uncertain times, but we can encourage because God is with us and for us. And we can remember four things. What? God's promises, presence, protection, and provision. Amen. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much. We praise your name. Praise your name. Not only when we are happy, not only we are certain times, but also we are in uncertain times. We are facing hard problems. When we are discouraged, we are desperate. But through that experiences, especially in that kind of time, we can meet you in a special way. In that time, God, you showed yourself in an unexpected way. But through those experiences, we know that you're with us. And we have to remember your promises. Lord, thank you so much. Your promise is in our hands, Lord, in your Bible. Your promises are uncountable. Lord, in uncertain times, let us remember your promise, Lord. Also, we want to remember your presence when we cannot feel your presence. Lord, also we want to remember your protection wherever we go. You're with us and you protect us, Lord. And also thank you your provision. You know our needs, physical needs, spiritual needs, every needs you need, you know, and you are the provider. Thank you so much, Lord. You're with us, and you are my God. Amen.